Welcome to Reflecting God. When something irrational happened at work, one of our coworkers would shake his head and say, "Now that's not right." His comments were directed at an unfortunate consequence from a very preventable action. This event in Israel's history was clearly in that category. Israel was the recipient of a very special gift. Freedom from oppressive slavery. God had brought Israel out of bondage in Egypt under Moses' leadership. God had met their every need from the miraculous crossing of the Red Sea to providing both food and water. Now safe from danger, the children of Israel watch Moses disappear up Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. In Moses' absence, they reverted back to their old habits of worshiping the gods of Egypt. The sight that greeted Moses upon his return was not a pretty one. My coworker would say, "Now that's not right." Before we condemn the Israelites too harshly, we should look at our own patterns of behavior. How many times have we returned to old destructive habits? That was Israel's weakness. Is it yours? Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.